Hi, this is Margaret Gill of Abundant Private Practices. And tonight we are going to be talking about, I know this because I have it right here with me, we're going to be talking about how to earn more, work less, and not lose your blouse in the process. So we're talking about running events and public speaking, which is probably a wonderful way to work less and not lose your blouse. Although the way that Sam and I are feeling at the moment after having done the promos for the Next Big Leap in Adelaide over the weekend, I'm not sure about the working less thing. But anyway, it's all good. It's all good. And we had a fabulous time down in Adelaide. So thank you to all of the Adelaideans who are either on the webcast, one of the 8 webcastees listening in, or listening in to the recording later on. Thank you so much for having us. We had such a fine time. And, very much looking forward to going back for the Next Big Leap in Adelaide on the 19th to... Sam's not here to tell me the dates. On the 19th to the 21st, I think it is, of June. So it will be very, very exciting to be back there actually doing the event. We went to Langhorne Creek and joined the girls out there who, I believe, partied on to midnight. And you've just got to love the stamina of networking gals who just party on like that. We were actually 2 hours away from where we were staying was 2 hours away from the venue. So we went home early, and it sounds just as well we did because they were partying on till midnight. Good on them, I say. So you see what happens when you get... You're here, Miss Sam. Hello. Yes,
sorry, I always seem to have technical problems. I don't know what it is.
There you go. So Sam's here. Welcome, Miss Samantha Richardson of Evolution Events to the call. I was just telling everybody about our trip to Adelaide and how the Langhorne Creek girls, you probably don't even know this, but the Langhorne Creek girls partied on till midnight. No surprise at the state we left them in. We spoke at a, even though we're a little bit worn out and weary, you'd have to just admire the venue. We spoke at a cellar door, and the cellar door make white Cabernet Sauvignon. So, you know, when you start getting into events and speaking, you end up in some pretty darn nice places. And on the Saturday afternoon, we spoke in North Adelaide at a high tea. It was awfully posh. Very nice, wasn't it, Miss Sam? Little sandwiches and everything. And how much of that afternoon tea did we get? Nothing.
We watched other things, though.
Because our minder whisked us out of there so quickly to get us to the airport. We actually didn't even get a single scone. Where would that be? You go. But it was a fabulous time in Adelaide. So thank you to everybody for having us. It was just wonderful. And Sam, tonight we are coming in to have a chat to everybody about how to earn more, work less, and not lose your blouse in the process.
Right. Sorry, Margaret. Yes, that's right. First of all, what we'd like to do is, for us, I think one of a great way to actually get your message out to the masses is through running events and through public speaking. And there's so many things that you can do and so many ways you can do it. And something I've come across a lot is you get a lot of women in business, people in business in general, who first of all think that running an event and public speaking, that they really don't have to do any marketing to get people to the event. It just doesn't quite work that way. And that's something that we've come across a few times. But the great thing about doing this kind of stuff is you have the ability to leverage your time and your income. It's not like when you do a one-on-one. If you're working through events and public speaking, you can actually see twice the amount of people in half the amount of time. And this is how the whole leveraging your time thing works. And it's the same with leveraging your income. Because even if you charge them the same amount of money, you're still seeing twice the amount of people in half the amount of time.
I think that's the best thing about events is that leveraging ability, because we just saw it on the weekend. We spoke in Adelaide, several people brought friends along with them because they'd been trying to convince them to come along with them to the event, and they came along to the promo and brought the friend with them, and the friend went, oh, we like these people, we're going to join up. So it was really a lesson in us walking our talk, I think, on many of the things that we've been doing in the last few weeks leading up to the event. We've been doing teleclasses and lots of teaching around these topics. And I think for us, Sam, it was just a real eye-opener to watch people filling out those forms and saying, yes, they were coming after being brought along by friends and things like that. So the leverage that you can get from events by being live is huge. We would never have been able to get to those people, but by having the events, it brought them along.
Sorry,
Sam, what I was going to say is perhaps I was just going to ask if any of the live callers had questions that they particularly wanted us to cover tonight on the topic as well.
Good idea.
Is there any difference in the sort of the approach depending on the size of the event?
Yeah. Our rules are the same. Rules of engagement are pretty much the same, whether you're having an event for one or an event for many, for thousands. We're going to talk about database.
Yeah, go ahead. I think it's one of those situations where you, whether you're running, exactly what you're saying, whether you're running an event for 10 people or for 1,000 people, you still have to follow the same processes. A situation where I found a lot of people fall down is they plan the event and they do a beautiful job at planning the event, but when it comes to the actual marketing of the event, which is what we were doing on the weekend, speaking at other people's events to market our event, that's where a lot of people fall down.
Yeah, it's not just about putting one ad out and hoping that sells it, because that's the expectation of a lot of people. They set up an event, they do a brochure or something like that, put some flyers around and put an ad in the paper and sit back and wait for the bookings to roll in. But what we found is you've also got to be appearing live as well so that you can get people to meet you. That's the one of the most powerful ways is to fill events is for people to meet you. Because they either like you or they don't.
Yeah, exactly. And something was actually discovered in a very short period of time was that offering free tickets to the main event isn't always the way to go. You actually be better off to do free speaking engagements at other people's events, because then you're getting, not all the people in the room are going to be your target market, but the ones that are going to buy. And that means the ones that actually attend your event actually are your target market, and then they'll go on to purchase other things that you offer, whether it be products or one-on-one sessions or group sessions or whatever it is. So I wouldn't recommend giving free tickets to the main event, but doing free talks for other people's event and those sorts of things, we proved on the weekend just how powerful it is.
Absolutely. And Leah, in response to that question, what I would recommend you do is keep an eye on what the big guns are doing. If you're on anybody's database, and you know, like someone like Chris Howard, they're not breaking any of the rules. The reason why they get thousands and thousands of people at those stadium events is because they're working the system. They're doing everything we say to do in our 12 proven ways. They do it with bells on. And the reason they get so many is they've just been in the game longer. I strongly believe this, the longer you stay in the game, the easier it becomes. So events are really difficult when you start off. And I know this from my own experience. Because guess what? I was the one who used to put an event together and do a few flyers and hope like hell that people came. That they just, you, unless it's highly targeted and you've got your flyers in a highly targeted place, it just doesn't work. So the only exception I will say to that is my Reiki events. Those are the easiest things to fill. I have a dedicated Reiki website. And all I sell on that website is Reiki events, nothing else. There's a couple of links back to my other site that are sort of just embedded at the side if people want to find out more about me. It's a one-pager. It costs me $20 a year to have that website up there. And it's my most profitable website of all times because it's so targeted. People, all they need to do is type into Google Reiki events in Melbourne and they'll find me. They get me. That's the easiest event there is to fill. But
and I think that's
I've also spent a lot of time filling, making that website very keyword attractive. But if you're trying to do something that's outside of the mainstream, you need to do all 12 things.
And I think what you just said there, Margaret, is the key, actually. It's got to be targeted.
Mm.
And the more targeted it is, the more people you will get there. And whether you're using advertising or tear sheets or whatever form of marketing it is you're using, quite honestly, there's lots of ways that you can get, and I say this all the time, there's not one way that you can get people to an event, but there's lots of ways that you can get one person to an event. And what you're saying there, Margaret, is exactly right. It's having it targeted. The more targeted it is, the more likely you're going to get people to the event. And there's lots and lots and lots of ways that you can do that. But one thing that we're going to talk about tonight is databases, one of Margaret's favourite conversations.
Oh, we love talking about database. We love it, we love it. Leah, you must know the answer to this already. Tell me about databases. What's the rule about databases? Who knows the rule about databases? He or she
who dies with the most, the biggest database wins.
Yeah. Don't you love it when they get it? Did you look in the mirror after I told you? Did you look in the mirror after I told you to pin that on your forehead?
I just have to do it now.
Well done, Leah. Well done, you. That's obviously moved through. Has that moved through to you, Graham and Sandy?
Yes,
good. Because I just can't tell you how powerful it is. The events we spoke at on the weekend were filled via database, and the Sunday event that we did, they got 35 people to the high tea. Oh, sorry, it was Saturday, I think. I don't know what day it was. Saturday, I think.
Okay.
35 people, and their only form of marketing of that particular event was email. They went out on email for it. And it was a very low-cost networking event, so they made it worth the people's while to come to that event. So they had a very strong what's in it for me, which is really important when you're organising any event, to have a very, very strong what's in it for the participants.
Yep.
And again, mm-hmm. This is something that that many people make the mistake about. They get enamoured with their event and don't make it about the participants. They make it all about how much they love the event themselves, but people come to events because they see some value in it. And the big guns are masters at that. They're absolute masters at that. They pay people $100,000, frequently up to $100,000 to write the copy for some of those ads.
Absolutely. And honestly, we're not suggesting here that you guys pay $100,000 to get an ad written.
Oh, no.
But if you find one that made you buy, see what's in it and what made you buy, and then try to mimic what they've done. Not copy it word for word, but try and mimic what they've done and see if you can use the same sort of formula to do your own stuff.
Yep. There's the big people, there's a lot of emotive marketing that goes on, that they really play to your emotions. And because it's free, of course, there's nothing in it for you, but you can pretty much guarantee you're going to walk away with a couple of $1,000 worth of product under your arm. So, in fact, what you're paying for that event is $2,000. Most people never join the dots on that. They go, oh, great, I'm going to a free event. And you go, no, you're not, darling. You're going to go out of there with a couple of $1,000 worth of product under your arm, simply because that's how they make their money. So,
I've got to tell you, every free event I've been to, I've done exactly that.
Exactly right. And so you can see, as we've called the event, you know, make more money and leverage your time, you can see how they make the money. They put something like 1,000 people in a stadium, and they sell them a $2,000 package, and they sell relentlessly during that period of time that you're there, normally over 2 to 3 days, and in some cases they'll keep you there for well into the night, which breaks down your they get you tired basically, and it just breaks down that resistance. That's the word I'm looking for. And bingo, you find yourself pulling out the old credit card because you're tired and it sounds like a really good idea. And I'm not bagging the products, they're brilliant products, but that's how they make their money. And over probably 3/4 of that 1,000 people will buy it $2,000. Do the maths, like they're working, there's big money in it. And as Sam says, if you can mimic that, if you can mimic what they're doing and start producing your own products that you can sell at your events, you can start seeing how perhaps you can start on that road. And Sam, probably you might even like to talk about this, is there is a road to this, isn't there? It starts at an event with one person and moves up. You've done massive numbers at some of your events. It's not about going out all of a sudden and organising a 1,000-person event. It's a journey, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And exactly what you're saying with the racing stuff, Margaret. If you haven't organised an event before, or you've only ever done a couple of events before, or you've only got 100 or 200 people on your database, you know, it's a little bit naive to think that you're going to go out and get 1,000 people to an event. There's lots of ways that you can get people to an event. There's lots of opportunities. We do it in our CD series, which we're currently recording, which is the 12 proven ways to get people to an event. That's actually not the name. It's actually called something slightly different. I'll tell you.
Was it 12 proven ways to not end up burned up and broke?
Thank you. Actually, you know what? The book's right in front of me. 12 proven ways to avoid ending up burned out and broke when marketing your event. There we go. But there are many ways, and quite seriously, it's a process. You need to start off, but just start. Just do something. Even if the first 10 people that you get in the room are your clients, and get your clients to bring somebody with them. Another thing, I would always suggest you charge for an event, because people don't put value on it. They don't value your time and your effort if they're not paying for anything, particularly if you don't have product to sell and you've only got 10 people in the room. I've heard of people who convert 100% of the crowd every single time they get on stage to purchase products. These people have years and years and years and years of experience from selling from stage and have been doing it with the big guns, have got the big databases, all that kind of stuff. For those of us who start off with, you know, 12 people, there's nothing wrong with that, but having the product to sell is also a good extra. It's like you were saying, Margaret, it gives people that what am I going to get out of it factor. Gives them that extra information that they want. Because for them to come there in the first place, they already want some of you. So you need to give them the opportunity for them to get more of you. And CDs and DVDs and recordings and MP3s or whatever you're doing is a really, really good way, and actually quite a cost-effective way to do that. It's not like publishing a book where it costs you thousands of dollars to get the thing printed. It's much, much more cost-effective than that. But it really is a process, you know. Start your marketing. I would suggest the first thing you need to do before you even think about running an event is focus on your database. You really need to make sure what's on your database, and be clear about what you want to get out of the event. Why are you doing it? What's the benefit for your business? What is the benefit for your audience? And then you need to work out how you're going to sell that. Start doing your marketing through your emails, through your newsletters, through your networking groups, speaking at other people's events, tear sheets, affiliate programs, all those sorts of things. And there's many, many more that you can use. Phone calls. Don't forget the power of a phone call. Ring up if there's people on your database who you think would get benefit out of attending. Ring them and chat to them. But you've got to remember that you've got to give these people quality information as well, not just the sales pitch. People don't like it if you ring up and you haven't spoken to them in 12 months and all of a sudden you're hitting them up for a $200 ticket to an event, or a $1,000 ticket to an event, whatever the case may be. But just be sure that you do follow the process and be realistic. If you've got 100 people on your database, chances are you're probably going to get somewhere between 8 and 10 people attend, and that's if your database is targeted to your event topic.
Mm. So if you've got a database full of natural therapists, so for myself, I've got a database full of natural therapists, I'm not going to do an event on bagpipe playing and expect to fill it. I'll have a certain percentage of people in my database that play bagpipes and might want to come to an event, but the chances of me filling that would be slim and none. You must constantly be focusing on getting a targeted database. Perhaps, Sam, we could get quite generous and share with everybody some of the different ways there are of getting that database happening, because, again, there's many layers and many ways that you can build a database. And don't ever, ever, ever underestimate starting with 10 people. That's where I started. 10 family and friends got the first newsletter that I ever wrote, and that was the start of my database. And there's people all around the world that'll tell you the same thing. They just started small. But there's many tricks of the trade for getting people onto your database, or many, not tricks, we don't try to trick people into coming onto the database. But there's different ways. What's a couple you can think of, Sam?
I think one of the best ones I've ever come across, and I say this to people all the time, when you're speaking at other people's events for free, so whether it's an expo, get yourself a spot at an expo speaking, or networking groups like what we did on the weekend, but again, they've got to be in your target. But it's not, when you speak, you can walk out of that room and never get a contact. You've got to give them something else. And you do this, Margaret, I've seen you do this. Have a competition. So everybody fills out their details on a sheet, and or they drop a business card into a fishbowl, and then whoever, someone's name gets pulled out at the end of the presentation, and whoever's that name is, they get a free ticket to the event, or they get a free CD series, or they get a whatever product it is that you can potentially offer. That is a huge way, a really, really good way. And because the people who are throwing their business cards in the fishbowl are people who are interested in doing it anyway. So you're increasing your database with people who are more likely going to be targeted than what you are if you purchase a database from somewhere. Something I would suggest is a database you create yourself is always going to be the best type of database. Would you agree with that, Margaret?
Definitely, definitely. Don't even think about buying one unless it's highly targeted. But even then, even if you buy a highly targeted database, the people still have to get to know you. Part of the magic of your database needs to be that people have experienced you on that database in many different ways. So live, the reason we do these teleclasses is so that people start to experience us. You get some sort of a feel for Sam and I when we're doing these teleclasses. Then we go out and we present live and you get to meet us in person. And and if you... love us or hate us, you get to meet us. And that's the key, is giving people a feel for you, giving people a, I don't know, what they need to experience you. They call it, it's an experience. And think of the number of times that you have simply bought something because you know that person's going to give you massive value. And the thing is, massive value is the answer too. Every time you go out to that database, you need to be giving them a good deal. And they need to know, if you ever come to any of our live events, you're going to get a deal there. There's going to be a deal go down so big that it's going to make your eyes roll. And these are the sorts of habits you need to start getting into. So building your database is one side of the page, but then once you've got that database, you need to be rewarding people for staying with you and staying on the database. And if they get their butts out of their chairs and actually come and see you live, well, there's even a bigger reward there. So people start to understand that they need to start showing up for things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, and there's so many other ways. That's just one way that you can get people on your database. If you are running events and you don't have much of a database, affiliate programs or referral-based programs is another really good way. This is a little bit of an American concept, and it's not really very well accepted in Australia at this point in time, but I think it's the word affiliate seems to scare people off a little bit. But basically what this is, if you're not sure where it is, somebody who promotes your event for you and you pay them a fee. It's a percentage. So generally somewhere between 30 and 50%. And if they sell a ticket to your event, you pay them a fee. Now, the beauty of this is you're not working to do that. Someone else is doing the work for you and you're getting the benefit and you pay them for it. Now, some people don't always take it in payment. They might want you to pay a charity, or they might take it as a gift, or there may be some other thing that rather than actual cash that comes through. But, you know, you might do something for them in return, whatever the case may be. But this is actually a really good way to get to use the power of other people's databases, something that you generally wouldn't have access to if you hadn't put this affiliate on board. Do you have anything you'd like to add with affiliate line?
Well, I guess the only thing I want to add about that and talk—I want to talk about that a little bit, just simply because to take the weirdness out of it for people. The reason we offer affiliates is not because we want you to hard sell your friends or anything like that. The reason that we offer affiliate payments is it's very selfish, actually, because if we tried advertising, it could cost us thousands of dollars to advertise in publications and still get nobody. But with an affiliate payment, we are rewarding somebody for giving us the contacts of, introducing one of their friends or colleagues. But we get a booking. People say, why would you give away 50% of the income? You've worked hard to get it. Why would you give away 50%? Well, it's a lot cheaper than paying for ads that generate nothing, that generate absolutely nothing. So this is why we do it. For us, it's reciprocal. It's a reward for people who have a database or that want to bring friends along. Some people club together and they share the affiliate as like a discount. They share the affiliate fee they get, the money that we give them. They just divide up between the three people they're bringing. And so it just makes the ticket cheaper for everybody. It's just different strokes for different folks. Some people actually use affiliate as a business as well. That's all they do is sell affiliate tickets because they've got a strong database. But I just really guess I want to start taking the weirdness out of it. People think, view it as a little bit dodgy or weird. It's not. It's just we could ditch a whole lot of money and get nothing in advertising. And this for us is brilliant because suddenly you just see ka-ching, a booking comes through, and we just simply pay that out at the end, and it really helps us because we could never have got to that person anyway. And the person gets a bonus because they get to learn things from us that they can implement into their business. So everybody wins with it. It's not manipulative in any way. It's actually it's a great system. That's why so many use it.
Possibly something else we could call it, I suppose. So it's not so scary for people is a referral rewards program, like a Qantas frequent flyer program, but different, obviously. But it's the same sort of concept, really.
Well, it's the same concept. They're bribing you. We went to Adelaide on the weekend. We took my friend, who's a PR person, she came down and was having a look at how she could help us with PR. I travelled on Virgin. She travelled on Qantas. She wouldn't come with me on Virgin because of the Qantas frequent flyer program. She just wanted to get points. I'm like, oh, thanks, mate. Send me on my own. But that's how strong people will get over reward programs. And it's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. They're rewarding people for staying with them. They're rewarding people for being in business with them. And it's a brilliant concept because the airlines, it's cheaper for the airlines to make free seats available on flights further down the track when people have worked with them than to advertise and to throw it into advertising.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think another really good thing with databases that is often overlooked is contacting them regularly. I've spoken to so many people who tell me, you know, you ask the question, how often do you contact your database? Have I got something to sell?
Yep, and that won't work. It'll never work.
No, it doesn't work that way.
It's like walking. It's like walking into a networking event, and you saw somebody. I don't know, 2 years ago. You saw them 2 years ago at the same networking event, and you spoke to them then, and you just rock up to them and go, I've got a ticket. I'm doing an event. Do you want to buy a ticket right now? Here it is. Without even saying hello or nice to meet you or anything. You're probably going to tell them to stick the ticket in their ear, aren't you, really? If somebody did that to you, if somebody just went whacking up to you that you hadn't seen for 2 years and suddenly started to sell you something, you'd move them on pretty quickly. And your communication with your database is the same. You have to be offering value in anything that you send them.
Yeah.
And, yeah, newsletters, 80-20 rule. 80% value, yeah. 20% advertising. And in that advertising even, you need to be giving people things. Or else they won't stay with you.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I've just got a quick question in from Michelle, who has asked me where I advertise $20 per year. Michelle, I probably wasn't very clear there. That's what it costs me to have that website. I don't advertise. It's all, and I no longer even do Google AdWords campaigns with that website. It simply rank. It costs me $20 a year to own the domain name, and everything else is just for free. So that's the total cost of all of my marketing for that website is $20 a year. And, well, how can I tell you how to do that? You need to come and work with me and I'll tell you how to do it because I'm not prepared to give that away for free. But there's ways and means that you can make a Reiki site rank really quickly. But what most Reiki people do is they make the site about Reiki and what Reiki is. And this is, it doesn't matter what we're talking about, whether we're talking about Reiki, naturopathy, massage. People have the, what is massage? Nobody gives a rat's. What they want is they want to have their sore back fixed. And it's the same with marketing an event. As I was saying earlier, people get all enamored about their event and get excited about what their event's going to be. It's all about what's in it for people, that people want to know what's in it for them. And Google's very good at delivering that information to people if you've got your website set up well to be able to do that. But you just can't have anything else on it. And that's where most people go wrong. They have websites that look like supermarkets where everything's on offer. They've got, you know, their massage, they've got their Reiki, they've got their this, they've got that, they've got workshops, they've got all of these things that have no relevance. You need to keep the message clean and clear and only be selling one thing on a website. And this one cost me $20 a year to have that individual website. So I've got more than one website. I own several, in fact. So I hope that answers Michelle's question. She's just popped that up here. Okay. Miss Sam, what's that? Oh, any questions from the floor? Miss Leah or Mr. Graham or Miss Sandy?
No, I don't think so.
No, I can't
see
anything. Just
sitting, integrating at all?
At all, in.
Good. Good stuff. What's our next topic, Sam? I think that pretty much, I've been... We've been sitting in a recording studio all week, all Saturday morning in Adelaide. Sam and I went into the studio to record the first weekend, and we were talking about databases when we were recording, and it's starting to sound to me like it's coming out my ears now. So I reckon we should move on and talk about something else.
I was just sitting here just Sam thinking, I don't think I know anything else. All I tend to do is talk about databases. Well,
it's
supposed to be the topic of the month, I'm afraid.
It does indeed. It absolutely does indeed. So, yeah, okay. You gave me a lovely list of things here.
Why
that
don't we move on to authentic messages, finding clarity.
Yeah.
I think this seems to be another hot topic at the moment. It's something that we come up with a lot in the Gold Coast event that we did in March. It actually surprised me how much it came up. And I think you were the same, weren't you, Margaret? After we left, it was just, after everybody left, it kind of blew us away a little bit at what had happened. Yeah, totally. But one thing that I will say when you're running your own events and you're public speaking, you need to be very clear about why you're doing it and what it is you want to get out of it, what it is your message is, and be authentic. Margaret's got this great technique, which she's taught me as well, about an authentic message. When people fall in love with you and your message, they'll buy and come to whatever it is. This is how you get your raving fans, which takes us back to databases again. And once you get these people, these are the people that you treat like gold. They are your life. They are your heart. They are your soul. They will do everything and buy everything from you as long as you are good and kind to them. But I think gaining that clarity on why you want to do something, and it's not just for events, it's also in your business. It's, you know, I come across a lot of women who will actually turn around and say to me, you know, I don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing anymore. And it's the same with events. You need to know why you're doing it. Quite often you'll do something and you'll do it for 3 or 4 times, or you might do it for a year or two, and you'll get to the end of that period and you'll have kind of lost the reason why you started in the first place. An event is like anything to do. It's like your business. It needs to evolve as it goes down the process. You need to, it'll move forward. It's the first event that Margaret and I did together was completely different. Well, not completely different, but it's a fair bit different to the event that we're doing together in Adelaide next in the end of June.
Mm.
Just organically, it has changed. And we've worked together more and we've done more presentations together. And the way we present it has changed. So it's an ongoing evolutionary process with everything you do, whether it's your business or your database or an event. It's always moving forward. It's always taking that next step. And ask yourself the question. Write yourself down half a dozen questions on a sheet like, what do I want to get out of this? What will this do for my business? What message do I want to get across to people? What am I truly passionate about? All those sorts of questions. Ask yourself those questions and know what it is you want to speak about before you actually start speaking.
Hmm. It's something that I noticed is that, and we had one of our Gold Coast participants coin this phrase, it doesn't have to be perfect to be perfect. One of the big benefits of events is that they massively rocket your business forward because you start to interact with people one-on-one and you start to really understand what it is that they want, providing you're listening. And it's having those the ears open, not your mouth open too much during it. Obviously, you're going to be presenting and talking, but you need to have your ears wide open during those events, because people will tell you what they want. And this is what happened on the Gold Coast. Even though they did, when what happened was the way the format of our Gold Coast event was, Sam presented on Saturday morning and I was up to present on Saturday afternoon. So I was sitting in the back of the room watching proceedings, and Sam presented on clarity, and I was just, you know, you would have heard the thud as my jaw hit the floor when I realized that nobody in the room had any idea why they were in business. And I could see Sam, poor old Sam, it just about hit her with a cricket bat. She was going to spend a couple of minutes on the topic and ended spending up most of the morning, because nobody in that room really knew why they were in business. They had this fluffy idea of having a nice, lovely natural therapy practice, but they didn't know why they were going to have it. They wanted to help people and they wanted to make a difference, but they didn't know why they wanted to do that. And it's a massive question. Why are we doing this? Why are we in business? Why are we doing this? And until you get really clear about that message that you want to promote to the world, and then get the authenticity in behind it, which is just like really putting a big the message is like a speedboat, and the authenticity is like putting a massive great big motor on the back of it and just charging off into the water. Without that core message, you might as well just be jumping straight in the water. You're not going to float. And events are fabulous, are a fabulous, fabulous way of moving your business forward quickly, because you grow with them as you start to really and truly understand what it is that people are looking for, because it's not the same as what you think.
Definitely. And I think, and that's so true, Margaret, on the Sunday morning or whenever it was, when I did that presentation, quite seriously, I had 10 or 8 minutes set aside for that slide, and 4 hours later, we were closing it. We had to shut it down because it could have gone all day. And it really did blow my mind. But it's also one of those things about with events, growing into events, like you were just saying. I think this is why it's important. A lot of people say to me, well, why wouldn't you do a free event or offer free tickets or any of those kinds of things? The benefit of people paying for an event is, besides the fact that then you're producing an income out of it, you're leveraging your income, they're not using your time, they're not taking your time for granted, but it also gives you the opportunity to grow into it. If you all of a sudden, if it was the first time you ever presented and you end up being on the stage in front of 2,000 people, chances are you are going to be so petrified that you're not going to do your best stuff.
Yeah.
You're not going to do all the things that you should do and that you want to and you need to. You're not going to do your product sales. You're not going to do any of that stuff the way you really want to. If you start off presenting to 10 people and work your way up, and then you go to 100 and work your way up, and what you're saying, Margaret, with this authentic message and the clarity, we've discovered ourselves. Margaret and I, over the past 6 months or so, since we've really gained that clarity and since we've got the understanding, it's just like the universe has opened up for us. Puzzle pieces have been laid out in front of us that we never could have imagined would have happened before. And it's gaining that clarity and then having the authenticity behind the message that really, really makes it set fire, that makes everything change. It's just incredible. It's absolutely blown my mind.
Yeah. And something I just to pick up on something you said in there, Sam, to talk a little more about this thing of not being able to step out and speak to 1,000 people. The reason for that is you need to pump up. I call it pumping up. The girls saw me doing it on the weekend. We were in the car and I'm sitting in the back having a hissy fit because my adrenal glands had started to kick in, and they were pumping adrenaline into my body, because what I've come to understand is when you speak, you start to get bigger than yourself. You need to project out into the audience, and it's the fight or flight gland being used as it should be. It senses fear and it starts to pump you up. And all of this is an experience. The more people you speak to, the more often you're going to get this adrenaline thing going. It's part of the nerves. It's part of everything that goes on before you speak in public. What I've come to understand is that that's a gift. And twice now, I have been hauled up in an airport and asked to put my hand luggage on the scales. Once coming out of Adelaide and once coming out of Utopia. And I've come to understand that I was like a little beacon of light. I was like this pumped up thing that suddenly hit the check-in desk, happy, 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 but still pumped up in speaker mode. And the worst one was Utopia. I got slammed $60 excess baggage for a bag that weighed lighter than I came in with. And coming out of Adelaide, exactly the same problem. This woman said, put your carry-on luggage on the scales. And I'm like, oh, here we go again. She's got me again. Luckily, I didn't get charged this time. But there's a physical thing that goes on when you start to speak. And I would be very surprised if you could get to a point where you can speak to 1,000 people first up. You need to go through the process of building up, because it's a physical thing as well as a vocal thing as well as a mental thing. You have to believe that you can speak to that audience, and then you have to get good at being able to market on your feet to that audience and be able to read the room. There's a lot to it, but if you don't start, you'll never get it. You'll never actually get to that point where you can do that. And it's very easy to learn. It's a learned skill that I have learned, and people say, I could never do it. Well, I've done it. I was petrified of public speaking, absolutely petrified, to the point that I nearly got my house taken away due to my inability to be able to speak and grow my business through speaking. And speaking can be to one person or it can be to 10,000 people. Learning to speak is and to have clarity is what really helps that business grow. But it also helps strengthen you to be able to, I don't know if you've ever noticed somebody walk into a room and they're magnetic. The speaking helps with that magnetic ability to draw people to you because of that physical pump up that occurs before every event. And what I've come to understand is, due to all of these hassles I have at airport check-ins, is that it never goes fully back down. And this is where the magic occurs. So you might, when you at your first event, you might go start off at zero and you pump yourself up to two. Well, from after the event, you'll always come back down into a normal state, but you'll suddenly be working at one. So you're up on a one level now. You do the next event, you pump yourself up again, you go up to three, you finish the event, let some air out of the tires, but suddenly you're at a two. And speakers have that kind of magnetic thing that starts to go on. I believe it's part of that pump up in the start of the event. And as Sam says, I've taught her to do it. It's not hard. It's just having trust and an ability to tell the truth. That's all that's required to become an authentic speaker.
I think exactly what you're saying, Margaret. It's exactly right. It's learning the process and then doing the process and taking action. And even if you don't ever want to be a public speaker, but just the tools you will learn to actually speak to others and to be able to influence them, and not convince them, but influence them in the right ways, even if it's just at a networking group, the tools for public speaking and event management are invaluable. Even if they're something that you don't do a lot of, they're still good tools to have.
Yeah, and even with the event management, it's the formula. It's a formula to be able to fill your practice. It's a formula to fill events. It's a formula to do many, many things in business. It's a formula to get people to your stand at a Mind, Body, Spirit festival. All of the things that we teach are a formula. It's a tried and true system. And as I say, once you learn it, you're going to see some of these big guns using it. And it's only a matter of time then before that big gun becomes you. You just keep moving closer and closer and closer to that person by doing more and more events. I would be surprised if somebody could come out of the gates and suddenly do 1,000 events. You just can't. 1,000 people at an event. Even the Rolling Stones worked. Musicians are a great group to study in the way they do this. Musicians start out and they do gigs in little clubs and things like that, and then all of a sudden they start to move up to bigger gigs and then bigger gigs, and then they start doing stadiums and then bigger stadiums around the world. But the Rolling Stones, when they first started out, couldn't have done Wembley Stadium. But they can now because of it's called mass. You gather mass every time you appear publicly, and it doesn't go away. It stays with you.
And that's the whole thing about public speaking. That's exactly what it is. It's the mass, getting your message out to the mass. It's using the numbers game. That's what it's all about in events and in public speaking. It's the numbers game, just following the process, taking the action, taking the steps bit by bit, step by step, and just continuing with the process and trusting that the process does actually work. What makes me laugh sometimes is I go to these events with these big names and those sorts of things, and I see them do stuff. Now I actually spend more time watching what they're doing as opposed to listening to what they're saying, depending on what the event is, of course.
But yeah, oh, exactly the same.
Yes. I find them go, ooh, I know what they're doing. Oh, I haven't thought of that before. Well, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I actually get more out of that side of it. that's why I love going to networking events and those sorts of things where they have public speakers, because I find I get more out of how they're presenting rather than and how they're you know, holding themselves or what they're saying as opposed to the actual words that are coming out of their mouth.
And it can even be as your message can get diluted simply by standing on the wrong part of the stage. So there's so many things to learn. But what has happened for me is, and the new tagline for the event is, you'll love what your business becomes, but you'll love who you become as well when you start doing events and speaking. You'll love who you become because you don't change, but something changes within you, and it's what sets check-in baggage handlers at the airport off. It's what that light that you turn up with after you've been speaking, and it's what sets them off and makes you put your hand luggage on and charge you $60 for it. But that doesn't matter. I'm not saying that that's going to happen to you. It's just something I've noticed is happening to me, and I've worked out what it is. So I'm going to make fine sure next time I step into an airport that I let some of the air out of my tyres before I go through, just pull some of that energy back in. But you're going to love who you become. And, Sam, I think you're experiencing a lot of that, is you see people, man, they just grow. They grow in front of your eyes. Gold Coast,
incredible.
Yeah, the Gold Coast, I can tell you at the end of the Sunday, I was speechless at what I saw, the transformation I saw. Sam had to close the event because I was speechless. I couldn't say anything at what I had seen occur in the people that attended the event. I was just beside myself with joy for them.
Isn't it? For me, you just see them, you literally see their lives transform in front of your eyes, and it's magic. I don't know, it's hard to put into words, but it is actually magic when they get to that place. I mean, we had people who started there who wouldn't even come up on the stage, who took three goes of walking up before they could actually even get up to the front of the room. And because we put them in a little bit of an uncomfortable position by miking them, so they had a microphone as well. But, you know, by the end of the weekend, the stuff that was coming out of their mouths was just almost like they channeled it directly. It was incredible. It was mind-blowing.
So I'd really encourage anybody who is interested in coming and learning to speak. I am just so glad that I got out of my comfort zone to do this, because I can't tell you, if I had my time again, knowing what I know now, I would have jumped in years before, absolute years before, because just the joy that it brings you when you master it takes a little while. It won't be immediate, but as your confidence grows, man, it's just awesome. So do come along to our events, which are, Sam, you're the logistics lady. I always get the dates wrong.
Wondering if you'd remember the dates. Adelaide is 19th to 2021.
Sam spent all of the weekend telling me the dates because I keep forgetting.
Oh, never mind. At least you're consistent, Mark.
Yeah, exactly.
19th to 21st of June. And Melbourne is 28th to 30th of August.
Brilliant. And Melbourne, I believe, we've only got 3 tickets left at the super early bird price,
That's right.
At this stage of the game. So jump on there and get the super early bird. That's sold out really quickly. And Brisbane is also on sale at super early bird, but we're not up there till October, isn't it?
October. 9th to 11th of October.
But
just so everybody knows, we only offer 10 tickets at super early bird.
Yeah. And once they go, that's it. And most of those tickets go to our database because we never get to a point where we need to advertise it anywhere else. So if you're even slightly thinking of coming, jump on and grab a super early bird, because it's, I don't know, I've even forgotten what the price is, Sam.
$249. This is why we work so well together.
We're like Laurel and Hardy, aren't we? Sam knows all the details. I'm the ideas girl. But right now, I reckon I'm the sleep girl. I so need to have a little nap.
I think.
I've been doing tax for the last 2 days. So I have a bookkeeper on site, and we've been doing my tax. And oh, let me tell you, tax is tedious. Tedious in comparison to public speaking. Get into public speaking, you guys. Well, is there any questions from the floor? Anything that you guys would like to share before we go?
No.
No, just thank you. It's really valuable information and really motivating. So thanks, guys.
Good, because you've got some events on on the go, haven't you?
We have.
Yes.
Yeah, and I know where you're coming to with the public speaking. I can relate to when I started DJing work and how frightening that was. And but then again, each gig just got bigger and better, and the more fun I had. And actually, people love to feed off your passion. When they see that you're having fun and you're passionate about something, they actually feed off your energy as well. So, you know, I know how that works.
Mm. And it's the old story, you know, the universe will never give you more than you can handle. They always give you a little more than you think you're ready for.
Exactly.
But there's always that little gap between what you think you're ready for and what the universe knows you can handle, and they will never give you more than you can actually do. So it's, and that gap is what makes, is what causes me to become speechless, is when people close that gap and step up to what the universe knows they're capable of at that time. It's miraculous to see. So, yeah, all good. So I hope you've got something out of tonight. I guess just to recap, get a database. Database is king. He or she who dies with the biggest database wins. And what was the other thing we were talking about, Sam? Clarity.
Clarity around events and for your business in general. Why are you doing what you're doing?
Yep. It's magnificent. Magnificent stuff. So gorgeous, human beings. Get out there. Get your events happening. Get good stuff going down. And we will, I don't know if we've even got any more classes set up yet, have we?
We don't have any booked at this point in time, but we will probably be doing, my guess is another one. When are we? We're in Adelaide in 2 weeks' time, Margaret. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Hasn't that gone fast? So maybe the first week of July-ish, I would say we'll probably do another one.
Yeah. So stay tuned to your emails for that. We'll be sending out details of that. Do we have any deals for the people that have stayed on the call this long? Because we have been pre-selling our CD set, 12 Proven Ways to Get People Onto Your Calls. Do you reckon we should do a deal?
I think we should, Mark. I think we should.
What's your deal? You can sharpen the pencil.
Pardon?
What's I'll let you sharpen the pencil.
Oh, thanks. I love it when you give me these live, random things to do. That's fantastic. How about we do anybody who is on the call tonight, who the first 5 people who book in for the Melbourne event, whether it's early bird or super early bird, can have the upgrade for the CD pack for $100, which is normally retailed at $697. Are you happy with that, Mark?
That's good. Now, you won't find that on any of our websites. You're going to have to email Sam to get that. And
yes.
Sam's going to tell you her email address.
My email address is sam@evolutionevents.com.au. And
so that
if you,
was...
you can't remember that, you can email Margaret and Margaret can email me.
Yeah. And I do know my own email address. It's info@margaretgill.com. You can email me and I'll pop you down to Sam, who will do that. So anybody booking a ticket to any of your Next Big Leap events can pre-register for the CD set that's going to be coming out probably around August, and we'll send it to you at our cost when it's released. And you can have that for $100 bargain. Jump in, folks. Go buy a ticket, and you'll need to contact us to let us know you've done that and that you would like to upgrade to the $100 pack, and we'll make that work for you. So, fabulous human beings, we will see you in the soup floating on a carrot, as my mum used to say.
Thank you.
say?
See you in a what? What did you say?
See you in the soup, floating on a carrot.
Right.
Oh, I'm tired.
You are tired. Go to bed.
Night,
thank
everybody.
You. Bye.
All right. Night, night, y'all.
Night, and thanks.
Bye.
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 Here's the music.